Hi, freaks. Tim Henson here. It's the one-year anniversary of the Sideshow, Distorted View's member site, and to celebrate this week and to say thanks to the members, new episodes of Distorted View will be available only to Sideshow members. If you're not yet a member, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to every single episode in the DV archive, which is close to, like, 700 programs. You also get extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. This week, I'm also giving away a $150 Amazon.com gift certificate to one lucky member. To sign up for the Sideshow, check out www.superfreaksideshow.com. If you're a non-paying DV listener, I'll see you freaks back here with new programs next week. Until then, enjoy some best of shows. Bye, everybody! Distorted View Daily proudly presents Masturbating with Aurigel.
All right, this is the window licker, and I'm about to pull off a stunt for the Distorted View show. As you can see here, my penis is absolutely small. Yep, small penis. The stunt that I'm going to be doing is masturbating with a lube, but it's a particular lube of choice. Aurigel. So, yeah, you can see why now that this is a stunt. So, first of all, I'm just gonna get my little penis up. This is not my masturbating hand, so it's not working too well. Hang on. Wake him up. Alright. Here we go. Oh, God, Tim, I hate you. Smear it all in there. Holy shit, my bladder is fucking up right now.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, May 22nd, 2006. Coming up on the program today, pencils in the butt, the shocker says cheese, and return of the testicle ripper. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hi, freaks. Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining us on the Monday podcast. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I would like to beg you for donations right now or talk about the click grid, but we have more pressing matters to deal with. The window licker. This is ridiculous. Apparently, I mentioned the fact that I was using Aurigel on my toothache. And noticed its numbing property and suggested that someone try to masturbate with it. And like a complete dumbass, Window Licker was up for the challenge. Today I received about five or six videos of Window Licker performing the stunt, and he gave me permission to release these. I don't think it would be right to make it a podcast because it's extremely graphic. A lot of window lickers' dick and balls are shown, and it's kind of nauseating. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put it up on distortedview.com as soon as I edit them together. But for those of you who are wondering, here's what window licker sounds like when he's getting ready to come. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh.
There it is. Whew. That, he just shot his wad. So he tried masturbating with the Aurigel, I believe, early on Saturday. And apparently things were fine until later he realized he couldn't get it up. There might be a problem here. Now, it didn't burn his dick, but he's having problems getting an erection. So I thought what we'd do is give the old window licker a call here and see how he's holding up.
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
All right, so we just played the video on the show, and I just wanted to get some reactions from you.
I'm on the show right now?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so you decided to masturbate with the Aurigel. Wise
yeah.
decision. You should never take my advice when I tell you to do things. But, so when you were masturbating, your dick went numb, right? But you were able to maintain your erection, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you were telling me yesterday that you were having a problem getting it up.
Yeah, I can't get it up now.
You still can't?
Well, it's getting better, but it's still not getting up. Like, I mean, I can get it halfway, but it's not getting hard. It's just
I'd give it a couple more days, and then you'd probably want to get that checked out.
Yeah, it's just like when I got done, when the penis isn't hard anymore, it's just a little softer than normal. And I guess since then, it's just been the same texture. It just won't go up properly.
Now, did you get any in, like, when you were masturbating with it, you were using quite a bit of Orogel, actually. Half a tube is actually quite a lot. Did any of it get in your pee hole?
Well, that's the funny thing.
Nothing funny about this.
It didn't actually seal the pee hole, but it was, when I was masturbating, as it was on the head of the penis, it was just...
Kind of got in there?
No, the Orogel is just like, I guess, gathering into little balls, I guess, on the tip of the penis.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't going in, but it was going around the pee hole.
Still, that's a very sensitive area. Keep us posted on how your erections are going in the next couple days.
We'll do.
For the love of God, don't ever take my advice again. Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. What do I know?
Hey, it wasn't that bad. It just, I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Window Licker.
You're welcome.
I've seen more of your dick in the last 2 weeks than I think I've seen of my own.
Yeah, it's,
I think we're dating now. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, one other thing real quick.
Sure.
Just want to let everyone know, the Orogel did not burn my penis, but it's numb, so it's okay. I didn't burn it this time.
Nice. Well, see, that's good.
All right.
Talk to you later, man. Bye. The great Window Licker. Really taking one for the team. What would you like to see the Window Licker masturbate with? We're taking your suggestions now for upcoming segments. Next week, lighter fluid. That can't possibly go wrong. So yeah, if you'd like to see the Window Licker masturbate with Orogel, it'll be up on distortedview.com soon. Probably tomorrow, I'm thinking. I need time to edit it. Again, welcome to the program, everybody. I hope this isn't your first time checking out the show. I usually don't have guys masturbating on video for me. I do want to say thank you to everyone who has been PayPaling me donations. Didn't get too many on Saturday, but we're starting to get some again, trying to raise $2,500 in 2.5 months. It looks like we're right on track. We've raised about $1,000. This is week 4. I'd be more than happy to send you out a bumper sticker if you donate to us. And of course, if you have a product, service, or podcast, you can check out the Click Grid. For $15, you get a square on the Click Grid. You can advertise anything you want. If you want a bigger advertisement, buy more squares. For the month of May, we've lowered the price from $25 to $15. Act now. The end of the month is coming. Get your Click Grid advertisement as soon as humanly possible.
I don't mean to be blump. I mean to be blunt. This is panic time here.
That's right. Enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Before we actually get into the news stories, I have to tell you this. If you are a faithful listener of Distorted View, you probably remember my Wendy's story. I went into a Wendy's and I saw a drug deal go down between some random people ordering hamburgers and the, you know, fried cashier. Believe it or not, I still frequent that Wendy's, and because it's nearby. And today, I was in line, and there were two gentlemen in front of me. And not that it matters, but they were African-American. Right? And they were just waiting on their food, and it kept getting screwed up because, you know, the fucking bitch behind the counter didn't know what the hell she was doing. And I just keep... I kept hearing this noise. It was like this tapping noise. It's like... What the hell is that? I looked over, and this big black dude had the longest French tip nails I've ever seen in my life. And they were all, like, ornately designed, different colors with swirls and stuff. And I thought, huh, that's odd. And as they were leaving, one of the guys shouts to the other one, don't forget to grab my purse. And they were both wearing purses. They both had purses on their shoulders as they walked out. And it's not like they were female impersonators. They had stubble. They looked very manly. I honestly don't know what they were. They weren't drag queens, and they weren't just gay people. Gay people don't usually have French tip nails. Maybe they were European. The funniest thing, though, wasn't even the guys with the French tip nails in the first. It was watching the staff react to them. A lot of confused looks behind the counter. What the hell? Is that a sequin sarong? Guys just don't wear shit like that. It don't make sense. All right, so that was my Wendy's experience for this week. First story we have for you today, this comes out of Ohio. Two Lakota freshman students accused of sexually assaulting a male classmate on a school bus came a step closer Thursday to being tried as adults. Judge David Nahouse of Butler County ruled there was enough evidence to support charges against the 15-year-old boys. The teens next will undergo psychological evaluations to help determine whether the juvenile correction system is sufficient to rehabilitate them if they're convicted. What the hell went down, you ask? Very good question. One of the students faces a charge of complicity to rape for allegedly pulling down the pants of a 15-year-old classmate and holding him down March 23rd, while the second teen assaulted the boy with a pencil. It's not funny, it's very sad. The second teen is charged with rape and sexual imposition. It's only rape if it was entered into the anus sharp side up. If it was just the eraser going up there, you've got maybe a misdemeanor. That's about it, though. That's not even a big deal. Do you know how many eraser heads I have lodged somewhere in my anus? Thousands. Hey, window licker, here. It's a new project for you. Buy some eraser heads and see how many will fit in your anus and then shit them out. Don't forget to videotape it. Defense attorneys have characterized the incident as common horseplay among the boys. Ripping some poor kid's pants off and shoving a pencil in his ass is horseplay. Attorney Ken Lawson, who represents the teen charged with rape, suggested that the alleged victim consented to the assault because he didn't say no. Maybe they were just trying to use the kid's asshole as a pencil sharpener. Just twisting it. Pencil shavings coming out of his rectum. Now listen to this. They can't say it's a rape. The alleged victim didn't consider it one. He did not say he did not give consent or permission, or that he did not play along with these people. Witnesses said they always play like this. Dun, dun, dun. The plot thickens. That's what the lawyer guy said. Hey, I wonder if these kids have French tip nails and carry purses around. I think I know one of the parties involved. The teens were released Tuesday from juvenile detention but are being monitored electronically and must stay at home. Nahouse gave permission Thursday for one of the boys to go to church on Sunday. Kid, give it up. You can't pray the gay away. Not only does that rhyme, but it also rings painfully true. All right, second story we have for you today. Let's talk about the shocker. Pages 188 and 189 of Linkin Park Academy's 2006 yearbook have caused big controversy at the school. This all comes out of Fort Pierce, Florida. Florida, say it with me, our most fucked up state. Ting. On those pages, six baseball players displayed what some view as an obscene hand gesture known as the shocker. For those of you that don't know what the shocker is, according to the Urban Dictionary, the shocker is defined as a hand gesture where your point, middle, and pinky fingers are up. The ring finger is down. You've got two in the pink and one in the stink, meaning one finger in her ass and the other two in her pussy. Instead of saying two in the pink, one in the stink, you could also say two in the curtain, one for the hurtin', two in the front, one in the shunt, two in the fun, one in the bun, two going down, one in the brown, two in the coot, one in the poot, or just two in the snapper, one in the crapper. Take your pick. They're all valid. School administrators discover the problem, after the yearbook's publication and distribution. As discipline, they banned the offending players from Linkin Park's award ceremony last Friday and stripped them of their varsity letters and postseason awards. Some feel the punishment went too far, while others think it failed to go far enough. Linkin Park senior third baseman Ricky Carmona said he and others on the team didn't realize the obscene connotation of the popular gesture, and said he used the hand signal simply to say, "Hello, what's up?" Well, your fingers are what's up. Specifically, two of them are in the beef, one of them underneath. quote, "I felt disgusted when I learned what..." Do we have the violin music? All right. I felt disgusted when I learned what it could mean, Carmona said. I do take responsibility for what I did, but the fact of the matter, there are supposed to be editors who could have not placed this picture in the yearbook. Lincoln Park Principal Peggy Anderson would not discuss the picture Thursday when contacted by phone. I'm not going to make any comment on any student discipline, she said. Michelle Sprague, a parent of a senior at the school, said she expected a harsher punishment. Of course, here comes the cunty parent. Quote, I think there should have been at least a suspension out of that. They were slapped on the hand, she said. I think it's wrong they did it. It's even more wrong there was someone above them who let this go. I fault the coach and the principal. Here comes a lawsuit. Lincoln Park baseball coach Chuck Stewart said he regretted the picture and was not aware of the gesture's meaning until after the yearbook's publication. Interestingly enough, the yearbook has two other pictures of students displaying the hand gesture in other sections outside sports. Do you imagine, like, all the drama club geeks giving the shocker in their yearbook photo? Or, like, the debate club or something? Two in the pink, one in the stink, baby! Got one more story for you, and then we'll call it a day. It's actually a Distorted View update!
Live from the Distorted View News Compound in Columbus, Ohio, podcasting around the world and into your home, computer, or iPod, whatever. It's a Distorted View News Update!
Wow, that is some production value we have. A nice town woman who tried to tear off her husband's testicles with her bare hands, I'm sure you all remember the story from last week, skipped out on a four-hour pass from a mental facility the day she attacked him. According to her brother, Monica Randolph, 39, was charged with aggravated assault and related offenses for skinning the scrotum of her husband, Howard. His genitals suffered severe wounds that required stitching, an overnight hospital stay, and a lot of morphine. Quote, they asked me to describe the pain between 1 and 10, Randolph said yesterday. I said 20. I honestly don't think I could have gotten through this without the morphine. Monica Randolph's brother, George Meade, said yesterday that the case is more complicated than it appears and represents a failure of the city's mental health system. Quote, we've tried to get her help for years. She would pull some stunt, like ripping her husband's balls off, and they would 302 her, meaning they would commit involuntarily to mental treatment facilities. Sometimes they'd kept her for a few days, but other times they'd send her home. Randolph said his wife has never received the treatment she needed. Quote, it's like every 6 months the people trying to help you all change. One day you go for treatment and everyone is a stranger. Oh, violin music, please. Oh, God. Her mental problems prompted her to drop out of Cheney University and led to a life of paranoia, volatile relationships, and criminal troubles. Sounds just like me. Do what I did, lady. Start a podcast and bitch about the elderly. Fucking elderly. They're all trying to kill me. This crazy bag of nuts told arresting officers that she attacked her husband because he was having an affair. Her frequent absences from mental health treatment stoked her distrust in her husband, who she felt cheated on her while she was gone. For the record, Randolph said he had not cheated on his wife. Meade said the couple's relationship has been marked by mutual physical abuse. Come on, nothing can top ripping your husband's testicles out. I think she won the physical abuse cook-off. Like, I suppose he could jam his hand up her cunt and rip out her uterus. I don't know if that's even physically possible, but, that might be a way to get back at her. Just throwing some stuff out there. Howard Randolph spent yesterday recovering at home, but he denied that he had beaten his wife. Quote, the only time I ever hit my wife was the other day to get her to let go of my balls. A master linguist. He sure does have a way with words. She done did rip my balls off. That'll do it for news today. Let's do a couple emails and get the hell out of here. All right, got a couple voicemails. Let's do these.
Hey, Tim.
Hello.
What? Fuck.
If
my fucking message doesn't get onto the freaking show, we're gonna have some serious freaking problems. Got it, Tim? Anyway, good job. Enjoy that stuff. Oh, yeah, that Coke Black ain't that half bad, motherfucker. Hope you have fun.
Hey, I gotta say thank you so much to this guy named Blaine. He lives on the Fiji Islands, and he sent me a selection of colas, and they're amazing. First of all, check this shit out. Coca-Cola Raspberry. Yeah, raspberry-flavored Coca-Cola. And that tastes, it's really good. And I've never even heard of it. I guess they only have it in the Fijis. He also sent me Pepsi Fire and Pepsi... What the ice, I think it's called. I don't have it in front of me. But Pepsi Fire is like a cinnamon-flavored Pepsi. And then Pepsi Ice is a mint-flavored. And I haven't tried those yet. But that's amazing. I love cola products like that. Just, you know, different variations of Coke and Pepsi. As a matter of fact, if I have any Mexican listeners... There's a new Pepsi product coming out called Pepsi Clear. I don't know much about it, but on one of my cola message boards that I visit, they posted an advertisement from a Mexican magazine. Could it be the return of Crystal Pepsi? You guys remember that stuff? In the 90s, Crystal Pepsi, it was Clear Cola, and then it was a huge disaster. I would be so excited if it was. If anyone's in Mexico, look out for that stuff. Let me know how it is, and please, if you can, ship me some. I would love to wrap my lips around that. All right, let's see what else is happening with the freaks here.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Clark. Did I just hear something correctly on the show? Did I hear some cunt whining about people being assholes on the message board? There's somebody whining about distorted view listeners being assholes.
I know.
And even worse, some cunt named Dream Girl? What the fuck is some named Dream Girl doing on a distorted view message board anyway? I think both those cunts should get a life.
Wow.
And quit calling in.
Throwing that C word around.
Cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much. He himself was being a little cunty, wouldn't you say?
Hey, Tim, this is your friend Paul. I was just calling to...
Paul from the PK and J Show.
...weigh in on the controversy from last weekend's show. I just started on a long trip, a marathon of TV listening. And last weekend you were talking about not only Full House, Saved by the Bell, but you also mentioned the show length. And I thought I'd just tell you, I love when you just talk about stuff and take some time to weigh in. You seem to have an endless...
I like to weigh in on issues.
...supply of old TV moments. And, well, I'll let that point go for now. I like the show longer. Let's see. Oh, and the most important thing, Saved by the Bell, Zach had a News of the Wah. A News of the Wah. Kind of a...
Don't say
episode
it.
Recently.
Legally, I can't say News of the Weir. I didn't say the last D. I
remember what exactly it was. Something with his wife and he, maybe domestic abuse or something along those lines. But in any case,
interesting.
Sorry about the sound.
I'll have to look into that.
The quality of this phone call, it's all right if you don't have to play it. Maybe you could have your freaks go figure out what exactly Zach did from Saved by the Bell.
Probably beat his wife. That's what celebrities do.
Hey, I'm watching the Spike Channel. This is Jordan, by the way. And, like, these people are, like, sliding down the hill on their asses, throwing spears at each other, and it looks really funny.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan is, like, doing it, too.
Sure.
But, like,
sure.
He's really good at it.
All right.
Sliding down the
okay.
hill.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Good.
All right. All right, bye. Fucked up listeners. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Got a voicemail line for you. It's 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. As in, oh, God. Someone's sharpening a pencil with my asshole. Vote for us at Podcast Alley because of you freaks. We are number 7 at Podcast Alley. We're in the top 10. Let's keep it up. If you haven't voted in May, do so. PodcastAlley.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Keep those donations coming. Keep the click grid advertisements coming. And we'll be back tomorrow. I don't know who I am right now. Like a motivational speaker. We'll be back tomorrow for a brand new Sextastic Tuesday. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Lots of trouble, yeah. two in the pink, one in the stink, baby.
Holy shit, my bladder is fucking up right now.